Well, hello everybody. So this was a pretty great week, our last week of the transfer, except for the fact that our baptism didn't happen. So yeah, I don't really want to talk about that very much, but it's okay. Pretty much what happened was, so we had the baptism all set, everything ready, and then Saturday morning, Jonathan calls me and he's like, "Hey guys, I'm not gonna be able to get baptized today." I'm like, "What?" Like, yeah, some things came up, and yeah, I have to do that instead, so we'll have to just do it another week. And I'm like, no. And then we go over to try to talk to him, and then he wasn't there, like, yesterday or the day before. So, yeah, that was really kind of a bummer. It was a really good birthday present. but no, so we're just gonna have to go and figure it out some other day. But no, so my birthday was pretty fun. We didn't really do anything out of the ordinary. We just kind of went around and talked to people, and it was funny. The other elders and well, and my comp elder was here. They for my birthday they got me some facturas, and then they bought like other Ningise, the one from Chile. He's like, "We saw something in the store and we just had to get it for you. We knew you would love it so much, we couldn't not get it." And so he goes and he pulls it out, and it's like a little like plastic bow and arrow with like little plastic arrows that like have suction cups on the end to like stick on the windows. And so it was super funny. They were just like, "Yeah, so I hope you enjoy this birthday present, but But yeah, it was funny. So, but yeah, it was good. Like, it was just tranquilo. We went, and one of the members in the area, the other elders, she bought a cake. We had some cake, and it was fun. It was just bastante tranquilo, which is good. That's all I wanted it to be. I didn't want it to be anything special. So yeah. Then, let's see. What else? Mostly this week we were just trying to get Jonathan ready for his baptism. Then we've been looking for some new investigators. Like, we've been trying to find a lot, and yeah. So, other than that, it's pretty much the same old, like, just walking around all over our area. It was really cold and rainy like the last week, so there's just like a ton of mud everywhere. It's the worst, but it's okay. Sometimes I wish I had the Jeep so we could just drive around in the mud and stuff, but it's all right. Maybe someday. But no, so that was good. Let's see. So right now, like, what was I gonna say? So this week, let's see, Tuesday. Let's see, I'll go through all my planning. Sorry. All right, so let's see, Monday, I already said what we did. We made some asado and it was super good. And I'll send you pictures today, I hope. And yeah, it was sweet. Then, let's see, Wednesday. I don't remember what happened Wednesday. By the way, we may start using Siebert earlier in the morning. So, just so you guys know, if like one day I get on at like 6 in the morning, that's why. So, just FYI. Then, let's see. Tuesday, we had our district meeting. We went down to La Capilla, which is like the area that's like in the campo, in the like out in the boonies, out in our other side of the area. And that was good. We found this old guy named Florentino, which is cool. He's a good guy. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot that happened that day. Then on Tuesday, Wednesday, we went past this old lady. So there's this old lady named Lena, and one day she was cleaning up her leaves, and so we went past her like, "Hey, can we help you clean up your leaves?" She's like, no, I'm good." I'm like, no, really." And I like bend down and just start picking them up. She's like, "Okay." And then we helped her clean up her leaves. And then we like kind of told her a little bit about what we're sharing. She's like, "Okay, yeah, come over another day." So then we went past on a Wednesday and we taught her, and it was good. It was a good lesson. Then after that, Karina, so we met her like the first week of the last transfer. So like 6 weeks ago. And we've been going past like every week to try to find her, and every week she's like, come by this day, but then like something happens and so we're not able to talk. And finally on Wednesday we go in and we talk to her, and it turns out she's sick and she's not doing good. And so, you know, we taught her lesson one, and then we were like, "Hey, like we have the priest on the earth today, and like if you have the faith you can be healed, right?" And so "Do you have faith?" She's like, "Yeah." Like, "Okay, well, we can give you a blessing if you want." She's like, "Okay." So we gave her a blessing, which is cool. So yeah, I hope that she can get healed. Then on Wednesday, this is super cool. So on Wednesday, well, really on Sunday, there was this guy, his name's Dario, and I was telling you guys about it, but he came to our church, and we told him that we would go to his church. And so we weren't able to go on Sunday because we Skyped and it took too long. So we said we'd go on Wednesday. And so on Wednesday we go to this church, and it's just like a little like evangelical church or an evangelist church. And it's called like a Pentecost church, but I don't know. I don't even know if that exists in the States, but whatever. It's like Pentecostal. But whatever. So we go in, and like you can obviously tell that we're missionaries, like that we're not, like, I mean, obviously because we have plaques and everything. And so it was kind of funny. So you go and you sit down and you start talking and stuff. And yeah, and then they just like start their thing, and like they get up, like the pastor's in front, and they're like all just kind of singing like these songs that are just like super repetitive, super kind of like annoying, not gonna lie, but whatever. They're like singing like their praise stuff, and then he just like starts with a prayer, but he just kind of like starts talking, but like it's obviously he's like talking to, like, I think he's talking to Jesus, but whatever. So he's like saying this prayer, and then he ends the prayer, and then they keep going, and they just start talking about how, well, really, they just start praying, like, for the whole first, like, half of the meeting, they were just, like, singing and praying and singing and screaming and stuff, and, like, all the people, like, it's kind of weird, because they were just, like, singing, like, this loud, like, music with guitars and stuff, and, like, all the people in the audience, in the, I don't know what you'd call it, but where everybody was, they're all just kind of, like, they have like their hands up in the air, and they're just like kind of like swaying side to side, just like with their eyes closed, like chanting stuff like "Hallelujah, yeah," like blah blah blah. And so that was kind of cool, and it was pretty apostate, but it was cool because then they they like fed. And so like we were just kind of sitting there, me and my comp were just sitting there, like we were just sitting, everybody was else was like standing up, like swaying side to side and like with their hands in the air and stuff, and me and my comp were just kind of like sitting there just like, what do we do? And so then finally they were like, there's the prophet, but the prophet is a woman, and she says that she sits up in the front, she's like, "Do y'all really believe in God? Do you really have faith in Christ?" And we're like, "If you guys really have faith in God, come up here into the front of the stage thing," right? And me and other boys are just kind of like, "Ah, crap, we gotta go up there." So then we go, and everybody else is, we're all like up on this like stage thing, and she starts going, and we're just like, What the heck? And then they're like kind of doing like this chant thing, and the music slows down, and they all just are sitting up in the front, and they're all just like closing their eyes, just like saying like their prayers or like chanting, or I don't know what they're doing. And then like me and Elder Webster just kind of staying there, just kind of like, what do we do? What do we do? And so then I was like, well, maybe I'll just like say a little prayer. And so I close my eyes, and I'm just like saying a prayer. I'm just like, please, please help me know what to say if like any of these people like call me out or anything. And it was funny because then like the prophet lady, she like looks at me in the eyes, and she just kind of like looks at me and like stares at me. And I'm like, the heck? She's like staring into my soul. And then she points at me in my comp, and then she like signals like that for us to come forward, like into the front of the congregation. We're like, no, we're good. Like I was like shaking my hand, like, no, it's okay. Like, we're good. We'll just stay here. And she's like, no, like come up here. I'm like, no, really, like it's good. I don't want to come up in front. I'm good just staying back here. And then she's like, okay. And then she comes over and walks over to us, and I'm like, oh crap. And she's like, what are you guys doing here today? And we're like, oh, like we were invited by our friend here. He like we did like a change. Like he came to our church, so we told him we'd come to his church. She's like, okay, well, good to have you guys here. Are you guys Mormon? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, you know, I used to be Mormon. I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah. When I was a little girl, I went to the Mormon church, and yeah. And I'm like, oh, really? That's awesome. Like, what happened? Like, why? She's like, no, I just realized that I didn't want to be worshiping a false god anymore. We're like, what? She's like, yeah. Like, you guys worship this guy named Joseph Smith, and I don't believe in that. I don't believe that there's anybody other than God. And I'm like, no, yeah, like that's totally what we believe. Like, we only worshiping in God and Jesus Christ. Like, I guess those other people were lying to you then. That's what I said. I was like, I guess they lied to you then. And she's like, no, that's what my experience was. Maybe you guys are like the Reformed Church. And I'm like, no, we're the Mormon Church. Like, we're the only Mormon Church that exists. And she's like, yeah, well, I guess things have changed, because when I was there, that's what I felt like, is that we were worshiping Joseph Smith. And I was like, okay, yeah, but, well, no, like, and then I like gave her my testimony. I was like, no, like, I know that the only way that we can return to God is through Jesus Christ, and blah, blah, blah. And then I just started talking about like the atonement and stuff. And then she was like, she just kind of like stood there, and it was cool because like I feel like she could feel the spirit again, but like she just like wanted to deny it. And so she was like looking for ways to like trip us up, but she couldn't. And it was weird because like she was talking to us while everybody's like doing like these chant things, and it was like her and us. Like, it was weird, like for a moment, like everything just paused, like where we were, and we were just talking like between her and me and my comp. And like, it was kind of cool. It was kind of a cool experience, honestly. But yeah, so that's that. Fun apostate experiences on the mission. But yeah, so it all went well. Maybe she'll realize that she was actually baptized in the true church, and she'll go back to the truth. No. But no, and then Thursday and Friday, it was pretty tranquilo. Friday was my birthday. Like I said, I already kind of explained it, but it was fun. It was pretty, pretty fun. And then Saturday was the same stuff, but Saturday we got the news that Elder Ninkeeser was leaving, so now the elder from Chile is gone. So that's kind of sad because he's a stud, but it's all right. Someday he'll come up over to Utah, and he wants to be a surgeon too, so we'll work together. So that's cool. But no. And then yesterday at church, it was good. Like, we didn't have any investigators come to church, which really made me sad. But we're just gonna have to work hard this week so that next week is better. But yeah, that's pretty much it. But I love you guys tons. I guess I'll read you guys a scripture real quick. But this scripture, I think I might have already shared it, quite frankly, but it's just because it's a really good scripture, and it talks about the stripling warriors, and I like the stripling warriors. So it's in Alma 57. And it's Alma 57:21, and it says, "Sí, y obedecieron y procuraron cumplir con exactitud toda orden. Sí, y les fue hecho según su fe. Y me acordé de las palabras que, según me dijeron, sus madres les habían enseñado." And that's super cool because, like, it just says they were exactly obedient to every order they received. Like, that's pretty sweet because that's how they became such studs, and that's how they, like, didn't all get killed. Like, not a single one of them got hurt, which is super cool. Well, I guess they got hurt, but not killed. But like, one example, because sometimes I feel like it kind of is hard for us to be completely obedient. But I know that, like, obedience brings blessings. Like, I was talking to this one lady. We went past her house. She was, like, a less active. And, like, we have the rule that we can't go into houses with, like, women by themselves, right? And so I was talking to her. She's like, "But, like, before the missionaries came in here and they talked with us," and I was like, "Yeah, I know, it's because sometimes, like, the mission presidents have different rules, or sometimes the missionaries don't, like, want to be completely obedient." But I said, "Our mission president has set the rules," and I was like, "And obedience brings blessings." And so, like, we're not going to come in right now because, like, we want the Lord to keep blessing us and to keep blessing you. So, and then she was like, "Oh, yeah, that makes sense." She's like, "I guess," she's like, "our first parents, like, didn't obey, and look at where that got us." But it was a joke. But yeah, so it is just kind of something I've learned, is just, like, how the importance of obedience and how it really helps. But guys, I love you tons. I hope you have a great week. I know this church is true. I know that what we're doing here is the most important thing that we can be doing at this point in our lives, and yeah. Miss you like crazy, but it's all right. 8 months will come by soon. So I love you guys tons, and yeah, peace out.